ಪ್ರಶ್ನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ. ಪ್ರಾಣಸ್ಯೇದಂ ವಶೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ತ್ರಿದಿವೇ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ ಮತೇವ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ರಕ್ಷಸ್ವ ಹ್ರೀಂಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಾಶ್ಚ ವಿದೇಹಿನಃ. ಮತೇವ ಪುತ್ರಾನ್ ರಕ್ಷಸ್ವ, ಲೈಕ್ ಮದರ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್, ದ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಗೀವ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪರಿಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞಾಶ್ಚ, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ಸ್ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಮೈ ಗುರುಜೀಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಇನ್ ರಾಜಸ್ಥಾನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಇಯರ್ ಮಂತ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ರೈನ್ಫಾಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಆರಿಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಡ್ರೈ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಾಟರ್, ರೈನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಪೋರ್ ಡೌನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸಿಪೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ರೈನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ವಾಟರ್ ಶಾರ್ಟೇಜ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ದ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ರೈನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಹಾರ್ವೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ಮೇಡ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಲೇಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆರ್ಟಿಫಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಲೇಕ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಟೇಬಲ್ ಹೈಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಾಲ್ಟ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ದ ರೈನ್ ವಾಟರ್, ಡಿಸಿಪೇಟಿಂಗ್ ರೈನ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಹೀ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್, ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ಆ್ಯಸ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ರೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್, ನೋ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್. ದ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಡಿಸಿಪೇಟೆಡ್. Like rainwater harvesting, the prana has to be harvested, channelized, so that it will be of use for, like water has become sweet and that place has become a green belt and nourishing so many cattle, they are growing vegetables, fodder and what not. If you start collecting the leaking prana, our prana is getting leaked. Our children, with so much energy as they grow up, lost interest in anything. There is no prana. The pranayama is nothing but a process of channelizing the prana. You have to channelize the prana properly so that it is of use for yourself. The prana, pra means prakrishta, na means bala. The na means bala. Special strength comes to you doing pranayama. Though, for example, I look alike like you, but some of the things I do, you struggle. Why? The special prana. The pranayama, through the prana shakti, you get some special strength. Through the special strength, you can accomplish great things in your life. The body, how it is operating. Prana operates in five ways, as I mentioned last week. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. In the prana part, it takes a portfolio itself in the heart center. It resides in the chest region to look after the cardiac functioning. Apana, what it does, it takes residence in the excretory organ region, helps in eliminating unwanted things. And vyana takes a residence in the stomach region, so that helps in digestion. Vyana helps in good digestion. Samana in the stomach helps in digestion. Samana covers whole body and it helps in distribution of nutrients in the body. Udana resides in our throat and makes us to stand up, makes us to achieve higher things in our life through Udana prana. Udana, something you are able to stand up. Because of the Udana Prana, a sick person, so weak, cannot get up. They say there's a Prana Shakti is very weak. That is, Udana Prana has gone down. Because of that person is not able to stand up. The Prana is stations itself does the various functions. Like prana, the prana and apana in Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Prana Apana Sama Yuktaha Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. This prana, he is saying that I am residing in everyone as a Vaishwanara. Prana makes you, he is telling all of us, makes you to digest what you have eaten. Vaishwanara prana, that prana is there in the when you put the kettle pot on the stove and put water in that one, turn on the stove, the water starts moving. The because of the prana, there is a movement. In the pan, you start seeing the water moving. That movement, it's a prana because of the prana. Movement, that fire, the to heat up, that prana is called as prana agni. This, because of this prana, all galaxies, all planets and solar system, everything is in motion. That is called as Mahaprana. One is Mahaprana, and in the here Vaishwanara prana, in the pot for heating, it is called as pranagni. Pranagni, three types of prana. And we are able to move our hands, limbs, because of the prana. A dead person cannot move because there is no prana. The prana apana samayukta, for a healthy person, upward flow and downward flow must be in balance. Upward energy is called as prana. Downward energy is called as apana. In the body, two things should be together, upward flow and downward flow. This earth is in position because of prana and apana. Because of that, it is held together. Solids are remaining as solids because of prana and apana. If the prana is upward flowing energy, apana is a downward flowing energy, something, the downward flowing energy holds things together. And if liquid is remaining as liquid because of the prana and apana, it keeps that one upward and downward flowing energy in balance. For example, now the mango season is getting over. Mango inside endocarp, the hard shell inside that one kernel is there. Hard shell, if you feel, it is so hard. You can't with a nail, you can't pierce through. It's so hard, but the kernel from within, it starts sprouting out and breaking the endocarp and comes out. Inside, it is a very soft part. It is able to break open the, with fingers we can do. And it can break open. What is that power? That is called as prana. The plant here, the trees are standing tall. When you put the seed within, what something, some force in the seed makes it sprout out. What it is making it to sprout out is prana. Prana makes it to come out. The plant is able to stand tall in the ground for long because of the apana. The downward flowing energy, the roots are going down. Roots are saying, you want to manifest? Okay, you go out. I will support you here. Behind anyone's success, person may be going out. Behind that one, so many unseen hands are there. They are supporting him like apana, like roots. You want to go out, manifest? Yes, we will support you. Go out. Behind, if you are successful in your life, you have come out. So many people have supported you. That is a downward flowing energy. That downward flowing energy and upward flowing energy must be in balance. They, prana and apana, this whole universe, they are in balanced thing. When in the body, if the prana is weak, it is stationed in the heart, people get the cardiac problem. If the apana is weak, they get constipation problem. They can't push out. And women have a delivery problem, then they will go for a cesarean. They can't, there is no enough apana prana to push the baby out. And people with weak samana, the weak digestion, that I can't digest. Acidity problem, gastric problem, whatever it stays, it rots here and I can't digest. Samana, because if the samana is there, I have digestion disorder. And I have arthritic condition. Arthritic condition, limbs are moving properly because vyana, my nutrients are not distributing properly. Nutrients are not distributing properly. And in the scriptures, and it is mentioned why people get joint problem, limb problem, because in the earlier life, they hoarded so much, they did not distribute. Vyana means distribution. Proper distribution, we only busy in accumulating, we never bother to give out, distribute. That because that vyana, it comes in this, haunts us as a weak prana. My prana distribution is weak. My limbs are not moving properly. Vyana prana. Udana, udana is able to sell what you have. What, whether you are a doctor, whether you are an engineer or a software person or a tradie or a food scientist or whoever, whatever you have, you must be able to sell what you have. If you are not able to communicate what you have, the product is wasted. Udana makes you to sell what you have, make you to rise up in your life. Go further higher in your life. Udana takes further higher. And these five pranas, and in the left nostril, for example, in the doing the pranayama, it's a practice. Before starting the pranayama, you exhale out through the left nostril. Exhaling out through the left nostril indicates you are apana. You are first, you are energizing the apana, taking out unwanted stuff. First, before filling in good stuff, remove the unwanted stuff. And unwanted stuff, that is apana. Then, after that, through the inhaling through the right nostril, prana is activated. Left nostril, apana is activated. Prana and apana must be in balance. The exhalation, impurities must be released and the energy should be gone up. The prana and apana for the health, your both nostrils must be working well. No blockage. No blockage, you should be able to eliminate unwanted stuff and feed in the good stuff, the prana. The left nostril, breathing through the left nostril, it activates parasympathetic nervous system. Parasympathetic nervous system's function calms the nerves. Nerves, you have to calm down. It helps in calming your nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system. Breathing through the left nostril. Breathing through the right nostril, prana, you are energized. It increases your sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nervous system means it sympathizes with you, gives you additional boost of energy. For example, you are walking in the dark and the dog is barking and chasing at you. You need additional boost of energy. You get sympathetic nervous system. Your right nostril is active. Boost of energy, you start running. Sympathetic nervous system. And if the sympathetic nervous system is always active, it results in person becomes restless. So much of energy, can't sleep, and it leads to various problem, the blood pressure, diabetes, and various non-communicable diseases arises through the sympathetic nervous system. parasympathetic nervous system, if it is too active, it is only left nostril is active, right is blocked, then that person becomes very dull. Very cool, they say cool as cucumber, so cool, doesn't want to get up also. And so cool, and wife will be saying, come get up in the sofa, you are so cool. You don't want to get up. And that is the left nostril. Two, people with lack of energy, it is recommended to activate through the sympathetic nervous system. If they are too active, activate them, calm them down through the parasympathetic nervous system. Both, we need both. The left nostril, if the left nostril, if your breathing is breathing through the left nostril, it only through that one, it activates your right brain and activates your emotional personality. Emotional personality, you become very emotional in life. Some students come to me for small things, starts crying. They're so emotional, heart oriented. And right nostril breathing and through the sympathetic nervous system, if it is too active, that person becomes activates your left brain, head oriented person, becomes very rational thinking. We need both. Heart oriented personality we need. Devotion comes out of heart oriented. Knowledge comes through head oriented personality. We need jnana and bhakti. We need both. Without bhakti, knowledge becomes a nightmare for others also. Only arguing, there is no devotion. Devotion makes the knowledge enriched. Both need to be there, the jnana and bhakti. When they are combined together, jnana and bhakti are combining together is also called as hatha yoga. And when hatha yoga is established, your sushumna nadi, central nadi, is awakened. It is called as vairagya. Vairagya means viraga. You are no longer like others. You are not just chasing ordinary silly desires in your life. Your goal is so high in your life, your goalpost has changed, your vision has elevated. You start thinking something extraordinary, like a visionary. You become like a visionary. You lay the road for others to follow. That vairagya has to dawn. That jnana and bhakti, when it is synthesized well, it will lead you, elevates your personality, takes you to become, you become a visionary. World, it's a visionary, is the hallmark of a leader. Leader, you must be a leader at home. You must be a leader, inspirer for your children, in the community, in the world, wherever. These days, we lack visionaries. Everyone is so tunnel visioned, only looking after themselves. The yoga, it is not only it is a value for you, it is a value for the whole world. It is a unique contribution from the saints of India, sages of India. That is a perennial message they have given. It is not a vogue, it has come and gone. It has survived through thousands of years. Because its application is eternal. Whatever is the situation, it makes you to stand out. Stand out, become unique, something extraordinary. Yoga is a divine gift for the humanity, divine gift from India to the whole world. That is what we are talking about, divinity in yoga. That it's a divine gift. It's a Hatha Yoga is divine, yoga is divine, helps in unfolding your personality to the new level.